Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're often told that finding love is about waiting patiently for the right person to come along. But maybe it's actually better to shop around. A lot. In her new memoir, Screw Everyone, Sleeping My Way to Monogamy, Ophira Eisenberg tells her history of dating misadventures from the first slow dance to Wedding Bells. You may also know her from NPR's Ask Me Another, which we air here on the weekends, and The Moth's monthly Story Slam events. Hi, Ophira.
Hi, Brian.
And just looking at the title, is this too much information? Do people want to know about everyone you slept with?
I know. It's a pretty good title, right? It really catches the eye. I think it's just enough information. I mean, the story is about obviously using a large sample size to find the right one. I approached it like a scientist.
That's a good scientific approach. You write that your mother didn't raise you and your siblings, quote, to be orchids, only blooming under perfect conditions. We were taught to thrive anywhere, like a weed.
That's right, like a weed. You have to be put in any situation and still rise up through the cement, through the pebbles, and
so
survive.
So this informed your dating philosophy?
I think so, because it was a little bit like I wasn't raised to think I was a gentle, fragile princess that could wait in a tower for the prince to come along and steal my heart. It was sort of like, get out there, see what you can do, see what works, and thrive.
Do young women, in your opinion, miss out on life experiences by avoiding awkward, embarrassing situations like ones you describe in the book, even dangerous ones, if I dare say?
Well, they certainly have less to talk about at cocktail parties. But, if you can find love in high school and marry your high school sweetheart and are happy forever, I say fantastic. For me, that was not my path. I didn't know who I was, and I kind of figured out who I was, actually, by relationships. And also some people jump out of planes, they go on whitewater rafting trips. I found a lot of thrill and adventure through dating. I really enjoyed it.
Normative risk-taking behavior, they call it in developmental psychology. Now we know how Ophira developed some of hers. And listeners, we can take your phone calls. Are you relating to this? 212-433-WNYC. We'll get into some of the specific stories in not too graphic detail as we go along here. 212-433-9692. Or maybe you, like Ophira, moved to New York as an adult, and maybe you experienced dating culture shock. That's another whole thread that you might want to call up and explore. Moving to New York and experiencing the New York dating scene after whatever it was you were used to somewhere else, 212-433-9692. And that happened to you?
Yeah, when I lived in Canada, I always like to say when I watched Sex and the City in Canada, I thought it was a funny comedy show, and then I realized in New York it's actually a documentary. I felt like I was in some sort of beginner video game of dating, and then here it was like the advanced, superior version where you only had half a life left. It was a completely different world. There were different rules. There were so many more people that had different levels of crazy that I had never experienced before.
And you'll be happy to know that Baratunde, who's one of the funniest people, just tweeted that Ophira, one of the funniest people, is on Brian Lehrer right now. So that's
mutual respect. That's nice.
Baratunde via Twitter. When you told your sister you were thinking of moving to New York, she warned you you had better do it fast because, quote, the older you get, the less you can put up with anything.
That's right.
So do you think it was harder to adjust to New York as a 30-something than it would have been as a 20-something?
Well, there's the whole monetary aspect where how long can you live with milk crate furniture and or other things that you find on the street. Then there's the other side of it, which is, you know, how long can you just walk around a city feeling anonymous? You want to sort of lay down some roots, and New York is a very challenging place to lay down roots. So you have to figure out, like, what your, you know, I feel like the city is almost a major character in everyone's life. You bow down to it at times. It dictates how you are going to do things, and you also have to try to get over it. Like, I found it, I was living in New York for 3 months crying on the floor of my sublet going, why is this so hard? It was harder than anything I'd ever imagined.
Your new friends warned you that New York men were demanding and fickle. Were they right?
Actually, I don't think they're as demanding and fickle as I think the truth is that people move here at a speed. that I was not aware of. There's a, because people live fast lives, so they want things to happen quickly. And they're like, do we have a connection? Is this working well? Okay, next one. It's very quick. Like you're in a buffet line going, oh, okay, I want the cheese, not the oysters, and just moving through it. And also there were, because it's just a place where people come from all over the world, there are, I said it earlier, there are levels of craziness and insanity that I had never factored in.
And so in Canada, is it like, okay, well, that was nice. Shall we go to the same restaurant again, maybe in 2 weeks?
It would be more like, how are you doing? I'm sorry. Are you having a good time? I'm so sorry. No, I mean, Toronto obviously has a whole culture to itself, but I felt like it was much more relaxed than it is here. There is a freneticness about the dating here, which is why people write television shows and books and everything about it, because it, and everyone comes here for themselves. So there is that aspect. No one comes here to settle down and get a house and raise children.
Barbara in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You relating to this?
Totally, 100%. I think I could write that book, although I'm not a writer, unfortunately, so I can't wait to read it. I'm sure I'll see myself on every page.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. I'm just curious how old you are. I don't know if you want to reveal that, because I'm in my early 60s, and I think I might have just found the right person, but I've been doing it for 10 years.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, it's not been easy. It hasn't been easy.
I will reveal my age. Why not? Here we go, New York. I'm 40 years old.
The big 4-0.
But it, I feel like I really put in my time. You know, when you have a job and you finally get a promotion, people are like, that's great because you really put in the time. You worked really hard. Why can't it be the same way with dating? Why can't it be like I put a lot of effort into this and now it's paying off? Right, Barbara?
Kate in Queens. And Barbara, thank you. Hi, Kate, your turn. Hi. Kate, you there? Kate.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Kate. You're on with Ophira Eisenberg. Hi.
Yeah, I was, you know, I've heard a lot of different things about sort of the imbalance between the number of single women in New York and the number of single men, that there are twice as many single women as there are single men in New York. And I'd say, you know, I don't know how true that actually is, but it certainly feels that way.
I would say, right,
to dating.
When I moved here, actually, the statistic I was told was that there was one woman. No, there was 5 women for every 1 guy. Mm. So it was even worse.
But how could it be true? Because even with gay marriage, there can't be more married women than there are married men.
Yeah.
By that much of a proportion. So where are they?
Well, this is what I think. There's a little bit of a myth, and I'm glad you brought this up. So maybe that statistic is true. Maybe it's not. But there is this idea that the men in New York have power, and the successful, beautiful women that are all out there feel like somehow they are lesser and therefore have to do all these crazy things, wait 3 days before you call, blah, 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 to snag the guy. And I say that is not true. Not true.
Kate, good luck out there. 212-433-WNYC if you want to talk to Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another, and now the author of Screw Everyone, Sleeping My Way to Monogamy. 212-433-9692. All right. We have a little test for you to see how well you remember your own dating history, because we've gone meticulously through
okay.
this book. I would like you to play a game that you play on Ask Me Another, the game of 50-50. Are
okay.
you ready?
Sure.
Green Halloween hairspray or orange crush, which scent reminds you of your first kiss?
Oh, easy. The Halloween hairspray. When you slow dance with someone covered in that hairspray, when you are just having hormones surge through your body, you will never forget that smell.
Okay. Methamphetamine or crack cocaine? Which drug was your date under the influence of when he was pulled over in Raleigh, North Carolina?
That would be something called meth, which I'm glad to say I have no idea what that is all about. And he did it in the bathroom, not in my eyesight. And I actually thought he was brushing his teeth because he wanted to have nice breath for it to kiss me with.
And the officer
That's how
said,
innocent I am.
The officer said, sir, you were speeding. He said, uh-huh. You and your high school boyfriend, you or your high school boyfriend, Tommy, which one of you followed the other to Australia? Trick
that
question.
That is a good question. What happened was we broke up and then we assumed we were both not going on this trip. But the truth was we both decided to go on the trip but only found this out when I sat down beside him on that 12-hour flight to the land down under.
That is an incredible story. You both were going to, you know, wash the other out of your hair, by going to Australia, and then you wound up on the same plane and you didn't know it?
Yeah, it's a little testament to that we had more in common than we actually thought we did, because we both thought, oh, that I'll show that person. I'll still do this trip.
Was that romantic or was it absolute torture?
It was one of the worst moments of my entire life.
All right.
And troubleshooting on a plane, by the way, is nearly impossible.
30 minutes or 30 seconds? This is the last one. How long did your wedding ceremony last, 30 minutes or 30 seconds?
It was 30 seconds. See, New York, we're efficient. We get you in and out of there. You like someone, you're in.
Speaking of unromantic.
That's right. I know. I remember when we both said I do's, it was so quickly, I don't even think we got the rest of the word out.
What did you do? You mean you got married at City Hall? Did you ever have a real wedding?
We had a couple parties with our family, but yes, we got married at City Hall, which is like getting married at the DMV. They've made it a little nicer now. It's a little nicer, but it was quick. And it was so quick, I couldn't even believe it. I guess that is how all benchmarks in life happen.
Allison
quickly.
In Fort Greene, you're on WNYC with Ophira. Hi, Allison.
Hi. I have something from the opposite perspective. I'm in the late 50s, was an evangelical Christian through high school and college, so I wasn't going to date anyone. Wasn't going to sleep with anyone until I got married. Did that 25 years, and the marriage fell apart. And in my 50s, now looking for somebody else, I wish I'd been more adventurous in my 30s, 20s, 30s, before marriage.
Interesting.
I think there are virtues to being more sexually active than I had let myself be, because it is a part of finding out who you are. And it's a whole lot easier, I think, when you're younger than now.
Okay, first of all, we're going on book tour together, because that is, I appreciate that. I understand that it's hard on your end, but I do appreciate that, because I get some reaction from this book where people want me to apologize, or they're like, don't you feel bad for doing this? And my idea is no, and I think you do find out a lot of yourself by your relationship to other people.
Allison, thank you. Notice she used the word virtues and sexually active in the same sentence. Sandra in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. I just wanted to say that this definitely touches a chord with me, since I'm a black woman. I'm 40, actually. I just turned 40, and I find it very difficult to meet men, and I wonder if I'm ever going to meet someone. A lot of black men are in jail, and the ones who are not in jail are either married or gay, so it's like Sex in the City in hell, for me, at least. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, I promise you, this is actually my promise to you and almost everyone out there, I promise you, you will be in another relationship in your life. I think this is one thing that we can count on. It's just, it's actual human nature.
It
is human nature. I think, yeah.
An infusion of hope, Sandra. Run with it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, you talk in your stand-up routine about online dating.
Yes.
Have you done that?
I have. I dabbled in it. It felt like it was just the beginning of it, too. No one was very good at it yet. There was only a couple sites to choose from. But I also hit it. I felt like I was a little old when I hit it, because I didn't know what to write in my profile. You know, I always joke around that, what was I going to put? I was in my 30s. I felt like I'd kind of been around the block. You know, my headline was going to be, as is, a real fixer-upper.
Mm. That's that'll draw them in, too.
But I also think online dating is so bizarre, because you are asked to put out all of your virtues, all of the wonderful things. And I think you should put out all of the worst qualities, because I think, unromantic but maybe true, a good match is based on whose crap you can put up with the best.
Man with low standards wanted. Reply two. All right. So let us take our last minute to review the Ophira Eisenberg canon here. Ask Me Another airs Saturdays at 3 p.m. on 93.9 FM and Saturdays at noon on AM 820. The next live taping will be this Monday, April 8th at 7:30 at the Bell House in Brooklyn, with special guest Dan Kennedy, host of the Moth podcast. And there will be a Screw Everyone book party. That's the name of the book. That's not what's going to happen at the party on April, although I don't know that, on April 25th at Housing Works, with a signing, a reading, beverages, and cheese.
Cheese. Every party.
Go, if nothing else, for the cheese. So, Ophira Eisenberg, congratulations on this book.
Thank you so much.
What's the ending, by the way? Are you married?
Yeah, the ending is that I did it. I'm happily married. It worked out.
I have a friend who said she used to think that being single, looking for the right spouse was like a scavenger hunt. You look and you look and you look until you find the right one.
Yeah.
And then she decided it's more like a game of musical chairs. You keep dating until the music stops for you, and then you marry the guy you're with.
And you look at the person, you go, you'll do.
Ophira Eisenberg's new book is called Screw Everyone, Sleeping My Way to Monogamy. Great fun. I'll be listening to Ask Me Another. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.